You're listening to Apple Watch Series 2 coverage on the Apple This podcast.
Hello, this is Lisa Salinger, and I'm back to give you a quick tip, this time for the Apple Watch Series 2. If you have the original Apple Watch, or even the one with the memory chip that has been upgraded, now referred to as Series 1, this will not apply to you. As of the time of this recording, it applies to those with the second generation watch and running Watch OS 3 or later. What I'd like to talk to you about is the water lock feature, how you access it, and a slight problem you may encounter when you use it. The water lock feature was designed to make your watch water resistant, and this is helpful for swimmers, people who choose to wear their watch in the shower, and people who are wearing their watch while going out into rain. I did try wearing the watch and running water on it for about 30 seconds. First of all, I did not do this before enabling the water lock feature. I hesitate to think what might happen if you did not enable this feature first. I am slightly disappointed and somewhat relieved to report that when you undo the water lock feature, you do not have amazing squirting geysers of water. So it does not appear, as some have joked on social media, that the Super Soaker watch is yet ready for prime time. I really didn't notice it squirting out of anywhere. There were just tiny droplets on my hand, and some of those were probably already there just as a result of running that hand under the water. So it's not any kind of violent thing when the water comes out. I'd like to first describe to you the process of enabling water lock and then explain the problem I encountered when I did this. It was not so much a problem as an overall lack of knowledge. So let's take a look. First of all, I'm going to press the digital crown on the watch until I get to the watch face. So I'll press it once.
9:37 p.m. Connected over iPhone.
And I have then flicked up with two fingers and I'm connected over iPhone.
23% battery power. Button. Airplane mode. Switch button. Off. Mute. Switch button. Off. Do not disturb. Switch button. Off. Ping iPhone. Switch button. Off.
All of these are fairly standard. You will have seen them either on your iPhone or, in some cases, just on your Apple Watch. We'll flick right once more and we'll come to
water lock. Switch button. Off. Disables touch interaction. To unlock, turn the digital crown. Double tap to toggle setting. Off. 9:40 p.m.
And I did double tap and turned it on. If only I had listened to the hint at the time I was doing this, I might have saved myself some trouble. It said that it disables touch interaction. Of course, this means that voiceover functionality is going to be limited, presumably to cut down on the use of the speaker while it is in this water lock mode. I'll unlock the watch again.
9:41 p.m.
And I tried to flick on the screen and it made its lock sound again. What you do next depends on the hand on which you are wearing your watch. However, when I unlock it,
9:43 p.m. Sunday, September 25th.
You will hear that I can indeed flick to where I need to be and everything is functioning as it should. So to enable water lock from the watch face, you flick up with two fingers and either flick to it or explore to it in the lower part of the screen. Once you turn it on, you will lose some voiceover functionality. To turn off water lock and get that functionality back, turn the digital crown away from you if you're wearing the watch on your left hand and toward you if you're wearing it on your right hand. Think about it this way. If you're turning it away from you, you're turning it toward your little finger. L for little finger and L for left hand. Thanks very much for listening to this quick tip. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to visit www.applevis.com. If you would like to contact me directly, you're welcome to do so. You can follow me on Twitter at LISASALI or email me at LISASALI@PASINPaul.TASINTom.DASINDavid.net. Thank you for listening.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.